USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Places in the Upper Plains and Upper Midwest are bracing for snow and lots of it. So is New England. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and other city leaders Wednesday detailed the city's plan as winter weather moves towards the area. Mayor Wu, in her remarks, explained how the city has beefed up its snow fleet in order to be prepared for the winter season.
We now have 170 pieces of in-house snow clearing equipment ready to go at any time of day when a weather event occurs. And we have the ability, thanks to our partners and contractors, to put more than 800 pieces on the road in the event of a large storm.
The number of U.S. deaths dropped this year, but there are still more than there were before the coronavirus hit. Preliminary data through the first 11 months of the year indicates 2022 will see fewer deaths than the previous two COVID-19 pandemic years. Current reports suggest deaths may be down about 3% from 2020 and about 7% versus last year. U.S. deaths usually rise year to year, in part because the nation's population has been growing. The pandemic accelerated that trend, making last year the deadliest in U.S. history with more than 3.4 million dying. U.S. is preparing to send Patriots to Ukraine.
The United States is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine. After finally agreeing to an urgent request from Ukrainian leaders, they claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. The approval is likely to come later this week and could be announced as early as Thursday. I'm Lance Pry.
Russia may have taken a strategic step to answer the U.S.'s promise to Ukraine. In a further sign of the importance it attaches to its strategic nuclear deterrent, the Russian military has loaded a Yars ballistic missile into a silo launcher in the Kaluga region. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Donald Trump's company impeded a grand jury investigation last year by repeatedly failing to turn over evidence in a timely fashion, leading to a secret contempt finding and a $4,000 fine, according to court records made public Tuesday. The Trump Organization was found to have been willfully disobeying 4 grand jury subpoenas and 3 court orders to the detriment of Manhattan prosecutors, who were left ill-prepared to question witnesses. The subpoenas issued in March, April, May, and June of last year preceded the Trump Organization's July 2021 indictment on criminal tax fraud charges by helping executives avoid taxes on company-paid perks. The company was convicted this month and faces a fine of up to $1.6 million. The $4,000 contempt fine was the maximum allowable by law. France is on their way to a second consecutive World Cup final after goals from Theo Hernandez and substitute Randall Kolo Muani gave Les Bleus a 2-0 win over Morocco on Wednesday. Only Brazil in 1962 and Italy in 1938 have ever successfully defended the World Cup, but France can join that illustrious group after reaching the final with a hard-fought 2-0 win over Morocco. Stephen Twitch Boss, the longtime and beloved dancing DJ on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and a former contestant on So You Think You Can Dance, has died at the age of 40. His wife, Allison Holker Boss, confirmed his passing in a statement published Wednesday on People.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.